It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
And we're back here, the WGH Christmas Party Special 2025, hour number two. It is exciting galore, brought to you by Donato's Pizza here in Marion, Ohio. And we want to thank Nate over at Donato's Pizza for supplying all the grub that everybody was eating. We've got people past and present, friends of the station. Our little family has gathered together here. Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Matt Morgan, Glenn Coble, Ed Pickett, Linda Sims, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and the big guy himself this year, Santa Claus, gonna join our little Christmas choir here. Now, everybody get in front of your listening device, however you're listening, right now, because this is the big moment. It only happens once a year, where the WGH choir gets together on at the Christmas choir, and we sing these songs, same songs we've been singing year after year after year. Now, before we get in, the excitement on everybody's face right now, I can tell, it's just people listening at home, this is wonderful. I see nothing but smiles, and Glenn turned around in the break, and he said, give me that microphone, I'm going to solo these numbers, and it's a wonderful time to be here at the station right now. I'm going to belt those tunes. Now, Terry, we've done this for 12 years. Quick memory of singing, the singing part of this jeez, Glenn, don't break the mic.
The singing part, I remember when we first added the wassailing song.
Everybody knows it, though.
Boy, you talk about off-key, though.
But they say they don't know it until they sing it.
Until,
and then all of a sudden,
until the first line, usually, and then it seems to refresh their memory.
Sean, 12 years, singing at Christmas. This is one of the things we do.
I'm going to have to echo Terry on that one. But, you know, it's fun. It's always fun every year that we get together and have a good time.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. Glenn, singing at Christmas. Well, Matt, you're there. We didn't get you. You've been here for a couple of these. Did you wash your hair today? It looks like you've washed your hair or run a comb through it or something. I don't know what happened. It's for Christmas.
I brushed it.
It's one. It looks nice. It looks nice.
Yesterday.
It looks nice. It's a nice shirt, too, by the way. You look nice.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
What was the question?
There you go. I happened to look over there and I'd never seen the hair look that way before.
I think we ought to hire a professional choir, honestly. At this point, I think we butcher it every year. I think we ought to hire professionals to get it done.
No, I thought Santa Claus brought you a hairbrush or something. It was nice. Glenn, what about you? The singing at Christmas, your favorite, you're from the great trio of
I would tell you where to kiss, but it would be not very nice.
What's the name of the trio, Glenn?
My trio was what was the name of my trio? I forgot. Raspberry Strawberries. I can remember our album name.
Yeah, well, what was it?
Raspberry Strawberries. We were the Kingston Trio.
Kingston Trio.
No, we weren't.
No.
That was the good one.
They were.
We were.
You're going to get sued, Glenn. You're going to get sued.
We were the Overland Singers.
The Overland Singers. All right. And released a couple albums.
Yeah.
Ed Singing at Christmas.
The only time during the year that I've ever been invited to be in a choir.
Your excitement is heavy.
Very excited.
Linda, 12 years of singing at Christmas. Last year was our best year, I think.
It was our best year. We're getting better and better and better, but we want to bring some laughter tonight. We want to have fun, and we want you all to join along with us. Not just sit back and listen to us, but join in with us so we can all have a festive evening of Christmas carols.
Wonderful. Santa Claus, first time with us for the big singing number. Are you excited now that you've seen the songs that we have chosen?
I am excited, and you won't be.
Really? No. Ho, 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 Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Mary Ellen, this is your favorite part, I think, of the whole program.
Ho, ho, ho.
There we go. Do you have a favorite song, Mary Ellen?
Well, yeah, Oh Holy Night. It's not on here.
No, we did. We should have. We'll have to add it for next year.
Yeah. But it's
26
minutes long.
There we go. That's right. That was somebody's favorite song. Wasn't that Paul Savage? Paul Savage's. Yeah, that was their favorite Christmas song. You know, I'll tell you, it's interesting because we do have time here. I want to make this point. The reason we don't do Oh Holy Night is because that is, I think, one of the most done religious holiday tunes that every year. So we opted for the First Noel because that's not done as much, but yet it's a great song, the First Noel.
Well, Oh Holy Night is a hard song for us to sing.
Right, right. Yeah, and we have trouble with jingle bells with this group, so it's Oh Holy Night would really throw us.
That's true.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, so we are going to start the singing here momentarily on WGH Talk. It's going to be wonderful. Glenn, you can lead us, or Linda. Linda or Glenn, one of you will lead us. Oh, I think we're going to start tonight with one of the favorites. I think we've started with this one every year, and I think we start with this one for a reason. Silver Bells is a song that was first introduced by the legendary Bob Hope, and it was in the movie The Lemon Drop Kid. And Bob Hope introduced this song in Ohio, because he was from Ohio. And that Lemon Drop Kid movie was a great film, and that's where this song was released, Silver Bells. And Bob Hope, every year during his Christmas special, would find a young starlet, and he would sing this with her. Terry, you remember this, of course, every year. And Bob Hope would sing, and they'd have a wonderful time, and it was Silver Bells, and everybody thought it was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And nothing said Christmas like Silver Bells. And I remember many years ago, probably 13, 14 years ago, there was a great Bob Hope impersonator named Lynn Roberts who came to Marion. Mary Ellen, we did a show with him at Christmas time. I don't know if you remember this. And we sang Silver Bells, and he sang Silver Bells as Bob Hope. And it was Ted Williams, George Kasotis, yourself, me, Bob Hope, his announcer, who had been an announcer for NBC. I believe Santa Claus was there that year as well. And we had a great time. So it's been going on a long time. So here we go, everybody.
Did you bring a pitch pipe this year?
Pitch pipe?
Yeah.
What in the world's a pitch pipe?
So we all started in the same pitch.
I thought you were going to bring the pitch pipe, Glenn.
Probably
got outlawed now. Is that what that is? Matt, do you know anything about a pitch pipe?
In Pitch Perfect, I think, like the movie, I don't know. That's how they start their little choir thing.
Oh.
Have you got one?
No, I do.
Santa Claus, we want a pitch pipe for Christmas. Can you see about doing that?
I can see about that.
Okay. Linda, here we go. The legendary Bob Hope number, Silver Bells, here on WGH Talk. Here we go.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City
sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big day. And above all the bustle you hear, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Now listen, I think we Bob Hope would be very proud. Did we come up?
Yeah.
That was our best effort ever.
Man, we did it, Mary Ellen. I think we did it.
Well, we did better on that.
I think we came along there.
I
missed a verse here or there.
Yeah, it was okay. Glenn, how did we do?
Yeah. I was trying not
without
to
a pitch pipe. You were trying not to. Well, you know, now we're going to take an easy one. Now everybody get you all know Rudolph. This is Santa. How is Rudolph, by the way?
Rudolph is quite fine. He, however, does not like my singing. So.
And he has a real red nose.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. Here at the station, we don't have Rudolph, but Glenn had a red nose one year. Well, I don't want to bring that up again.
Rudolph got the same drink from the same lady.
I bet he did. All right, the WGH Choir, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Everybody, join in at home.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh! Hey, there we go. Linda Sims, everybody. Wonderful here on WGH Talk Radio. Now we're going to take an easy one. We don't end with this one. A lot of people do. Matter of fact, I was at a program last week at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. The kids ended with this one. But we like to sing this one. It's not our end song. But I'll tell you what our end song, we end with the same song every year. But this is one that a lot of programs end with. It's just We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's a very quick song. And here it is on WGH Talk Radio.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, I think... No, that's a quick one, isn't it, Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
I think we're batting a high number here, don't you think, Glenn?
Yeah.
Talk into the mic, Glenn.
I think we're doing okay.
You thought this was going to be bad.
It is bad, but
no. now we're going to sing. Now everybody gets sentimental. Now this is a sentimental one. Were you ready, Glenn?
I'm starting to tear up. You know, yes,
I can tell. I'm just starting to tear up because that lady didn't show up with a drink. You're sad. Yeah. I understand. But we're gonna. This is. You wish you'd never done that, don't you, at this point?
I wish I had never showed up here.
No, you're having a great time, Glenn. It's Christmas. All right.
Only because Santa's here.
Hey, listen. Yeah, exactly. What do you want for Christmas this year, Glenn?
I want people to love each other.
There you go. Say that into the mic.
I want people to love each other.
There you go. That's simple. Don't say it like that, Glenn. It's Nobody's going to love each other if you say, I want you to love each other, please.
They're too stupid to love each other.
Oh, Lord, Glenn. Ed, what do you wish everybody for Christmas this year?
Oh, just a little bit. Just like Glenn said, does everybody kind of get along?
Linda, what's your wish for everybody for Christmas?
Peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
Now, Glenn, if you just said it like that, people would have believed you. Santa, what do you think?
I think she said it right.
That's perfect. Mary Ellen, what's your wish for everybody for Christmas this year?
Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas.
Are you enjoying the singing? We were doing okay this year, I think.
Yeah, I think we're doing good.
I think we're doing good.
Yeah, I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm pleased that we finally got this done. It only took 12 years. Matt, what's your wish for Christmas this year?
Everybody stays warm, happy, healthy.
Terry?
Happiness, joy.
Joy to the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's one we don't do. Sean?
Sean? Well, I say probably everybody's commenting here, I think we should have more peaceful and stop fighting everywhere.
That's a good thing.
Quit shooting at everybody.
Quit shooting, quit fighting. You know, and everybody just be nice and calm and be a little nicer. And this is one, I don't know who originally sang this. Does anybody know I'll Be Home for Christmas is the song that's coming up?
Bing Crosby.
Was that Bing Crosby?
Yeah, yeah.
Bing Crosby, all right. Well, Bob Hope's friend in all the road pictures. Here it is, I'll Be Home for Christmas, a very sentimental tune here on WGH Talk Radio.
You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams, I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
What a wonderful, wonderful song that is. Isn't that a wonderful song, Mary Ellen?
It is.
That just really puts you in the mood. Because so many people, you know what I think? I think about troops when I think about that song, for who are, yeah, who are fighting for the country and have been away at wars. And yeah, I think Bob Hope, when he did his tours, his USO tours, used to end with that song because it's a very sentimental song. Now, we're going to do another easy one, and then we're going to try a hard one. So Jingle Bells, everybody. This is a nice, easy one here on WGH Talk Radio. One of the great songs. Everybody, not Jingle Bell Rock. It's just the plain old Jingle Bells here on, it's number 5 on your song list. Here on WGH Talk Radio. Number 1 in your heart, number 5 on your list. Here we go, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, that's a wonderful tune here on WGH Talk Radio. And again, we want to let everybody know. Terry, are you excited this year?
No, number 6 here.
You know we're about to get deep. You know it's about to get deep because you know we've done the easy ones now. We've warmed up, and now, we've done well, but now it's going to... Here's where it goes. Here's where the rubber meets the road at the Christmas party, Santa. Here's where it happens. All right, now I want to let everybody know this Christmas party is supported by Donato's. We thank the people at Donato's and Nate over there. And this is going to be... I tell you what we'll do. Well, this is a song that was performed by little Gayla Peavy. Gayla Peavy... Don't look at me that way, Glenn. Gayla Peavy was the original singer of this song, and it was a true story. She did want a hippopotamus for Christmas, and that hippo, people, when this album was first released, I believe in the 50s or 60s, they bought her a hippo. And she gave the hippo to a zoo, and that hippo lived. They lived for a long time. The hippo lived. I think it was a zoo in Florida or Georgia, somewhere in the South. But that hippo lived at that zoo for years and years. Wow. And when that hippo eventually died, they got another hippo. So this became a true thing because this was a number one. It was supposed to be a novelty song when it was released. I never heard this till I got into radio. Somebody called in one Saturday morning doing song requests. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I said, what? I thought they were kidding. But no, and I ended up interviewing Gayla Peavy later on in my career, and she was a delight. She became a music teacher. She did. Mary Ellen, do you remember I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Yeah.
You do? We'll give Mary Ellen the mic here for a second. Do you remember the significance? This was a big hit when it came out, was it not?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? It was a little girl.
Yes, right.
And yeah. It was black and white, so it was probably the 50s, don't you think?
Probably. I don't really remember for sure when it was. Yeah.
But it was all the craze when this song came out.
Yeah.
So we're going to give it a try, and okay. We're going to see how we do here. Linda, one of your favorites?
I want a hippo.
We do this every. You know, the problem with this song is you got to know kind of the melody is what it is.
Yeah.
Matt, you know hippo, don't you?
We've listened to it, yeah.
Okay. We're going to give it a try here. Number 6. You're ready, Terry, right? I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Here we go. Sing along at home.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toys. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to hear
a hippo
hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's a lot of room for him in our garage. I feed him there and keep him in there and give him his massage. I want a hippo on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy and what a surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too.
Well, that was a tough one. Maybe next year we'll get that one down. Matt, what do you think our problem was with that particular tune?
Well, I think it hit like the chorus section there, and everybody just kind of got...
We're going to grab the mic there, Matt.
Sure.
Yeah. People will tell me tomorrow, listen, I couldn't hear what people were talking.
So I think during the chorus section there, we just got a bit discombobulated. We got a little bit mixed up.
Terry, is it not what I said? You have to know the chorus of Hippo. You got to know the melody.
You have to get that melody right, and I think a pitch pipe would have helped us probably.
A pitch pipe. You didn't bring your pitch pipe.
I didn't bring my pitch
of
pipe.
Of all
today,
things.
Yeah.
Now we're going to switch up papers, because now, Matt, this is your favorite Christmas song, I understand, Marshmallow World.
It's the best one there is to whistle, yes, I would agree to that.
What does that mean, it's your favorite Christmas song?
No, my favorite Christmas song is Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, we're not doing that one.
Well, we could do that one.
No, I'm sorry, We
Mary Did You Know is a good song.
No,
yeah.
That was left off the list. I'm sorry. We don't have time for that one this year.
I like that.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Marshmallow World is not necessarily a Christmas song, I learned.
I don't know. I've always thought it was a Christmas song.
But you whistle it.
I whistle it.
Darlene Love sang this for the first time. Darlene Love's still alive and performing. One of the great singers out there. She also did, what's her other big Christmas hit? She has another one. Christmas Baby Please Come Home, that was played on David Letterman for years and years. I think she does it on Jimmy Fallon now.
Santa Baby?
Santa Baby. No, not Santa Baby. That's Eartha Kitt.
What song?
Santa Baby Please Come Home.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
We got a little time here. I'm going to tell a Christmas story now. My first year in radio, I worked on an AM station, and they would never allow you to play music because it was AM. It was talk. Except at Christmas, because people love a good Christmas song. So for a time killer, you could play Christmas songs. And back in those days, you actually had to pull the music and have it near you and ready to play. So I didn't want to pull every Christmas song known to man, so I pulled a few. And one was The Great Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt, legendary Eartha Kitt, which, by the way, Eartha Kitt died on Christmas Day, who sang Santa Baby. Now, in any event, so all through the Christmas season, day after Thanksgiving, through Christmas, about Christmas week it was, I'm going to say, about this time of year, that year, anytime I had a moment on the show where I didn't have a guest or needed to go, you know, do something, I would pop in a Christmas song. And I did not realize inadvertently that I'd been popping in Eartha Kitt more often than any other song, because I didn't keep the headphones on to listen to her sing it every time. So, a Christmas card shows up to the station right before Christmas. Might have been Christmas Eve. A beautiful Christmas card. And I open up this Christmas card, and it says, "Scott, I love you on the radio station. I'm glad you came. I love your interviews. I love your show. I listen every day. A lot of wonderful, nice things. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope, you know, wonderful, happy holidays." And then it said, "P.S., if you ever play Santa Baby again, I'm going to throw my radio out the window. Please don't ever play that again," because I had played it many, many times. Glenn, you being from the Columbia School of Broadcasting, you can understand the faux pas I had made that year.
Yeah, that's a pretty big faux pas, but we all did it. And back then, I did it way before you.
You did that too.
Oh, yeah. You never think of what you're doing, because you do take your headphones off because your ears get sweaty.
Right.
You don't really think what you're doing.
Right. But I think I kept that. I have that Christmas card somewhere. You know, and also this time of year, I think a Christmas card. They used to get a Christmas card every year from Phyllis Diller, and I've kept some of those. And the amazing Kreskin, you would send me a Christmas card. He's recently departed, but he always sent beautiful Christmas cards. So you think you don't stay in touch with these celebrities you interview, they put you on their Christmas card list. And every year, getting Christmas cards, Phyllis Diller's Christmas card, I waited for it, because it was one of her paintings, and she'd always have a funny message in there. And she's just a wonderful lady. And Sally Jesse Raphael told me that she waited for that Christmas card too. I don't know how we got on Phyllis Diller one day, but she said, "I'm on the Christmas card list too," and I waited for that every year for Christmas's Why don't we do Christmas cards anymore? That's sad.
I have friends that do Christmas cards, and I always feel guilty when I got one today from David Mateer, one of my former students and one of my former assistants. I always felt guilty because I always forget until the last moment.
Yeah, well, it's tough, but you can still get it out.
No, I'm not going to.
Well, okay.
I'm too lazy.
Well, I can tell it's not on your mind. Well, Marshmallow World, we're going to give it a try here on WGH Talk Radio. The Darlene, have you ever heard this, Linda? We do it every year.
Yeah,
you know
I've
it.
Heard it, yeah.
All right, so you know the tempo of this one. You can keep us on track.
I'll try.
Here we go. Marshmallow World, sing along at home.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's yum, yummy world made for sweethearts.
Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, but if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your arms won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Hey, that wasn't bad. No, Matt, whistle it for us a little bit. You claim the greatest Christmas song to whistle.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here you go. This is your big moment.
There you go.
Oh, very, very nice, Matt. Hey, there you go. The whistling version. Who needs a pitch pipe?
He ought to do the rest of it.
He ought to just whistle the rest of the songs. Again, this special is brought to you by Donato's Pizza here on WGH Talk Radio. Now, the whistling song. Now, if I remember right, we have like 18 pages of this song. But I think we don't do the pages, because I think that's every year where we screw this up. Is that not right, Terry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think the actual song...
until we get to that.
let's see here. We should have done this during rehearsal. Okay. Okay, here's what... I think it's actually just... I think it's just the first two paragraphs. I mean, we have 18 sheets here for this song. But I think you repeat the first two paragraphs three times. It's a repetitive... I think that's essentially what happens. Because it goes refrain, 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 refrain. So essentially, we just do the first two paragraphs, then we do them again, and then you wrap it up with a third time and a big ending. Now, this is the wassailing song. Now, if you listen to like a Christmas carol, or you'll recognize the old wassailing song. And wassail is a drink that you can get at Christmas time. And one year, somebody brought me some wassail to the station. It's like a cinnamon.
Were you loaded?
No, it wasn't like you, Glenn. I knew where it came from. It came from a store. It didn't come from a cup of some vagrant on the street or whoever that was out there a Christmas long ago when Glenn got toasted on Christmas at the Christmas party. All right.
So first,
first paragraph.
Then we do refrain.
Right.
Love and joy come to you.
Right. And then we do the first paragraph again.
Then we
refrain.
Love and joy come to
right.
You.
And then back in one more.
Right.
Third time. I think we always screw this up because we try to go all the way through, which you can't do. It doesn't work,
right.
I don't think.
You
so
have to stop
it's just.
And refrain.
You just.
Yeah.
And that's what. Because this is a real Christmas carol. This was an old fashioned stand on the corner Christmas carol. So that's why you do it three times in a row. So here's the wassailing song. This is our latest edition. I think this was added, what, Terry? Probably 3 or 4 years ago? Yeah. So it's a wonderful song, the wassailing song on WGH Talk. And if you can find wassail, drop it off at the station. It's very good. I like it. It's a cinnamony drink. Here we go.
Here we come a wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering, so fair it to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering, so fair it to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green.
Here we come a-wandering, so fair it to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
I think we had it there. Yeah, that was not bad, Mary Ellen.
No, best wassail ever.
Best wassail ever. And you know what's interesting about that song, Mary Ellen, is that everybody claims they don't know it, but yet we all get the tempo of that one because we do know it. It's been in a lot of things.
It's got a good tempo.
It's got a good tempo. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a song about, it's a drink, but it's about happy, it's like Happy New Year before we had Happy New Year. You know, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you handing that
Now, Santa, how do you think we're doing?
I think we're doing great.
Matt, wassail is not alcoholic. You think we're doing good, Santa? I missed that because Matt was talking out of school over there.
I had simply asked if wassail was an alcoholic drink. That's
why?
Everything can be an alcoholic.
Well, I tell you what. Listen, I'll tell you what. You went to the right person to ask that question. You certainly went to the right person for that one. Nobody else in this room would know. Glenn, is it an alcoholic drink?
John Tapper got nothing on that guy.
Everything's an alcoholic drink if you put alcohol in it.
That's what will be on Glenn's tombstone. Everything will be as an alcoholic drink if you put alcohol in it.
Oh, my mother and father growing in their graves.
No, they're smiling today. It's a happy day. Now, they're wassailing. We do a number. This is our sentimental number. This is the first Noel. This is the song we do. Now, this is an easy one to do, too. This is one they do in churches all around the country, whether it be Episcopalian, whether it be Protestant, whether it be Catholic, whether it be Methodist. This song is done everywhere, the first Noel. But it does come in second to Away in a Manger. Silent Night. Silent Night. It does come in second to Silent Night. Not for me, but I like the first Noel. So here it is, the first Noel. Sing along at home. I hope you're enjoying this. WGH Radio and the Christmas Choir here, as we do every year. The first Noel.
Noel. Did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 Noel. They looked up and saw a sign in the east, and the earth in great light, and so in the night.
We're like a train, we don't stop.
What is the King of Israel? Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Let's give it one more. Noel, come on,
Noel. Noel, Noel, born is the King of Israel.
Hey, that's a beautiful number.
Take course, don't.
We lost it on the, I think we ought to drop the second verse.
Well, something happened.
Something happened, Mary Ellen. I think we hit the second verse.
Train jumped the track.
We got about 17 Noels in there, too.
We ran into the second Noel.
Well, have you ever heard that second verse? That second verse is a tough one there. I didn't know it was so difficult. I didn't know that second verse was such a tough one. You know what we can do? Because we have a little time here before we do our final number, because I think we've done them all. But let's do. I think we've added Joy. Everybody know Joy to the World here? That's a pretty fairly easy one.
No.
No? You know Joy to the World. You're having Joy to the World right now, Glenn. Linda, you know Joy to the World, right? You can lead us in this.
That's what
we wrap up with, okay. Chestnuts. All right, here we go. Joy to the World. It's not on the paper, so we're doing it from memory.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare his room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
That was it?
Yeah.
Well, that was, we're done quicker than I thought. I didn't realize it was such a short number. Do you have another one, Glenn? Was there one you did?
No.
You want to try to sing the "Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
No, sir, I do not.
You do not. Well, what's it? Linda? Give us a nice easy one, a nice softball that we don't have on the paper before we do our
jingle
fun.
Bells.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, yeah, jingle bells.
Want
to do that one?
We do the jingle bells.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do the jingle bells. Does anybody have any other? No? Okay, we're good. Okay, let's do Jingle Bells.
Right.
Jingle Bells.
Well, it's the easiest one.
It is the easiest one, I think.
Thank
we all.
You, Mary Alice.
Let's do Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wonderful songs here, and we're having great merriment. Now, I do want to tell the reason, and this is, we end every year with chestnuts roasting on an open fire, which is actually called the Christmas song. I don't think a lot of people know that. Mel Torme, the great Mel Torme, wrote this in something like an hour. I mean, I don't even know if it was that long, but he ripped this thing out, and it has been covered by Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Frank Sinatra, they've all done it.
Nat King Cole,
absolutely, yes. Who was a great Christmas performer. They've all, Michael Bublé, the current singers, all do this one because it is not a secular song. It's not a religious song, but it's not about Christmas. It's not that sort of song either. It's not Rudolph, I guess is what I should say. It's just an interesting song. And you think about the great Velvet Fog, the Scatter, Mel Torme, who was it? He wasn't the Scatter. What was he, Glenn? What did Mel Torme do? Was he a Scatter?
No, he wasn't that.
No, who did Scat? Dizzy Gillespie. No. Who?
He was jazz.
I think he was a Scatter. Wasn't Mel Torme? Didn't he do Scat?
I don't think so.
He was called the Velvet Fog. I remember that. Did you ever see Mel Torme, Mary Ellen?
I saw him, but I don't know the answer to your question.
But, you know, most people...
He
was a crooner?
Yeah.
Oh, Santa Claus. What was Mel Torme?
He was a crooner.
Crooner. We should have went to Santa Claus, of course. But Mel Torme ripped this one out in very short order, and most people didn't realize this was Mel's song, because Mel lived a fairly long time, certainly after this song was recorded, because everybody else who had more popularity than Mel would do this. But there were TV shows that would bring Mel Torme in later in his life just to do this song because it was his song. And I always found that very interesting. Now, before we sing our final number here, Terry, let's start. We'll go around the room here. Let's get the mic over to Terry here. Terry, how do you think we've done this year with the Christmas tunes?
I'm seeing a lot of improvement over past years.
Yes.
There's just certain verses that we need a little more work on.
And we'll get there. Year 13, we'll have it. Sean, what do you think?
Oh, I think it sounds a lot better this year.
Have you had a good time this year?
I have.
Matt, what do you think? How have we done, and have you had a good time?
I think we've done pretty well. Yeah, I mean, I think it's been good. Yeah, good party.
Glenn?
It's been better than most.
Well, don't oversell it, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't oversell it.
But, yeah, I think we've done better.
We've done better. Yeah. Ed?
Yes, we have seen gradual improvement over the years. Absolutely. Great time.
Linda?
I think we did good tonight as well, but we lost it on that wassailing, I tell you. And that there was another one.
I thought we did wassailing okay, didn't we?
We did, but we lost it on, what was that other one?
The first Noel. We got into that second verse and lost it.
Yes.
And Hippo.
Yeah.
Hippo, we did. Hippo was bad.
Yeah.
Santa, first year with us here and at the WGH Talk Sing Along Christmas Carol. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's been enjoyable, given the amount of rehearsal time we had. I think it's been really good.
Mary Ellen, how do you think we've done?
Well, I must say, I thought it was better this year.
So, was it? Was it? do you feel more confident in us?
I feel confidence always. In you.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Santa Claus, can you give us a ho-ho, Merry Christmas before we do the big chestnuts?
Ho-ho-ho, Merry Christmas.
All right, here we come. The final song, which is number, what is it on our list here? Number eight on our list. It's the Mel Torme classic. Number one in your heart, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Here we go on WGH Talk Radio's Christmas Bonanza. Here we go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, before we wrap up this big special this year, we want to thank the people at Donato's. Thank you for being our supporter of the great Christmas special this year, and Nate over there for doing such a great job. Okay, we're going to start with Sean and go round robin. Everybody, a message, a Christmas message. What do you wish for the listeners out there listening to the Christmas special tonight? Go ahead, Sean.
I want to wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and be safe this year.
All right, Terry Tackett.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love, peace, and joy.
There you go. That was Don Cornelius on Soul Train. Go ahead, Matt.
Stay full, happy, healthy, and Merry Christmas. Happy
Glenn,
holidays.
Glenn.
make sure your family is close this year.
There you go. Ed.
Yes, be close to your family and hope that the water improves.
Oh, there you go. Linda.
Don't forget the real meaning of Christmas. The one who came and died for your sins and coming back to receive you one day. So have peace, joy, and happiness, and be safe this holiday weekend.
Santa Claus.
Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
Mary Ellen.
Well, everything has been said, but I'm really looking forward to being with my family.
Absolutely. And I want to say that this Christmas party is always a lot of fun, and I want to thank the listeners who listen to this every year and are faithful and listen every day of the year. We thank them. We are always thankful for you, and we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And it is true. Linda said it earlier. This is the 12th year we've done this, and this is a family here at WGH Radio. I think of everybody in this room as family. And that's what's important. So I am thankful and merry and happy because we get to do this every year, and it's turned into something I look forward to each and every year. And we've got a little bit of time left, so let's give them just the end of the Christmas song again real quick, and we'll just start. So I'm offering this simple phrase. I know that we've collected the lyrics, so we're going to have to do it from memory here. And so I'm offering this simple phrase
to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to all from all of us at WGH Talk Radio, and to all together, and to all a good night.
Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a